Friday Flash, Randomness, by Tia L. Brink. City lights gleamed in puddles on the sidewalk as she ran, unnoticed. The people, cardboard cutouts, dressed and accessorized, glowing with technology, oblivious. The scream grew in her chest, anticipated a long-awaited release. How long? A lifetime. Several lifetimes. Always suppressed, silenced, directed. Forbidden to think, feel, react, overreact. Kept in confusion and fear, held by contradiction, manipulation. Be, don't be. Listen, don't ask. Don't wonder, just do. Run. It had become heavy, suffocating, pinching, scarring, obscuring what little of her remained. Run, before there's nothing left at all. Wet grass lashed her bare feet. The lights were gone. There was nothing ahead. She ran faster, toward nothing. Her mind let go. The scream broke free, catapulting her upward into cool, black calm. Turning, floating, laughing, she cried. Wind rushed through her, obliterating any sound but its own. She sucked it in, let it fill her, overtake her, become her. Light and empty she flew, a memory, a dream from a past life. Untouchable, invisible as ever, and finally free. I loved this when she posted it. Later I asked her what it meant. Tia said, "The randomness is like when so much has gotten to you for so long, and you turn the music up so loud that you can't think or feel anything. It's like jumping down a steep hill thinking, hoping, maybe you can just fly away into nothingness." Fly, Tia. Fly and be happy. This is Jason Warden. I've planned this special memorial podcast to honor our friend, Tia Brink. She was our editor here for the last 6 months, but she was more than that. She was my friend. I want to start by addressing her family. Sarah, her daughter, you're the one she spoke of most. I know you're struggling. I can only imagine your pain. It doesn't get any harder than this. But just remember, your mother was so proud of you. You were her world, her reason to go on. And I know she'll be watching and keeping you safe. For the rest of you, Judy, Robert, Paul, and Marge, I know you only a little, but I want to thank you for raising such a wonderful soul. She changed the lives of so many, both before and after I was lucky enough to meet her. She's leaving behind a legacy of people who were once lost and depressed. She found in them hope and showed them the way. She made us smile. She made us laugh. For some of us, she made us better writers. But for all of us, she made us better people. I've asked several people who knew Tia to comment and send me their thoughts, stories, what have you, on how she affected them. I'd like to start with Keith Duggar. He's an author that Tia worked with, and he had this to say. 3 months is a lifetime. That's how long I knew Tia Brink. That's how long she had to teach and guide me and mold me into a better storyteller, and stop me from using so many ands to connect so many thoughts. She was good at a great many things, but my and habit is an addiction. 3 months is a lifetime. Tia loved a great story. She loved reading fiction of every genre, and she especially loved it when one of her fledglings pulled off something weird. More than anything, Tia saw the writer in me even when I was blind to it. She pushed me to write tighter prose, to simplify. And on most days of those 3 months, she succeeded. On the other days, she was there to prop me up, beat me into submission, and get my fiction back on track. 3 months is a lifetime. Tia was a champion. Once she got the very best from me, she would set it out into the world. She'd advertise it, cross-post it, share it with her friends and family, and be giddy for me. If a new writer can possibly have a groupie, then Tia was just that. A happily crazed fan that saw the diamonds, in spite of the crap. In spite of me. 3 months is a lifetime. Tia was a brainstormer. No, not a barnstormer. Though that'd be great to have seen. She knew how to generate ideas from those around her. She would ask the right questions, pose the perfect scenarios. She would push and pull and prod until the creative ooze dripped onto the paper. And then she'd edit it down to the best. She was always excited about new projects or new concepts. Always. We'd bounce email after email back and forth for some new idea for hours and days and months, gently working it into something worthwhile, into something that might succeed. 3 months is a lifetime. These 3 months are the shortest 90 days that I've ever lived as a writer. It's 2,160 hours of creative freedom that I am better for having experienced. It's 3 months that I wouldn't trade for the world, but I'd buy back if ever given the chance. The next 3 months of memories, coping, and recovery are going to be 100 times longer than the previous 3. Yet I smile when I think of the time ahead, because I am happy for the time gone. Tia, a Twizzler-wielding editor that could whip the most defiant writer into shape and push all of us to be better at whatever it is we do. This is not goodbye. Every time I get lost in a new story and use too many ands and get a little long-winded, I smell the fresh scent of Twizzlers, and I know that Tia is out there, somewhere, guiding my writing. And she's loving every minute of it, even with all the ands. 3 months is a lifetime, Tia. Thank you. This next is from Shannon Michaels, aka Slushpile Hero. It's been a few days, but a friend of mine passed away. I never met her. As I probably never met anyone who's reading this, but she was my friend nonetheless. She was one of the first people I encountered on Twitter, and as a new writer, I was looking for others like me. She hooked me up. Okay, she hooked me up with a bunch of weirdos, but they're good weirdos, and they're all great sources of inspiration and support, just as she was. When it came to hooking writers up with others who would get them, she was the queen. I've kind of been avoiding the subject all week. I mean, I've been busy with other stuff, but her passing has been on my mind, and I've been denying it, pretending it's not real, telling myself it's just some stranger I never met. But you know, she was a friend of mine, same as my neighbor who lives 2 houses away. She was a hell of a beta reader. She loved my work, but had plenty of suggestions on how to make it stronger. And she probably, in some way, introduced me to every Twitter person who will ever read this. Thank you, Tia L. Brink. I'll miss you and think of you every time I sit, tearing my hair out, editing a manuscript. I hope you're at peace, and I hope your family and Lizard can find their way through this great tragedy. See you in the Twitterverse. You'll be there, as long as all the weirdos you introduced me to live there. Christopher Carlson had this to say. Tia was a very special person who had a love of writing, reading, and music. There were times when her kind words regarding my music helped me to keep pushing on. Tia not only spent her valuable time telling others about my music, but she was probably also one of my biggest fans. I'd like to think we both got something out of our friendship, but I know I got much more than she did. Tia, we will miss you, and you will not be forgotten. Thank you for everything. The next comment is from Neil Colquhoun. Neil says, I would like to express my sorrow at her loss. For her family and friends, everyone connected with Shadowcast, the writing and podcasting community, it is truly a sad time. I only knew Tia for a short while and was grateful for the work she did on helping me get my story ready for Shadowcast. And I was looking forward to working together on more material in the future as I envisioned our working relationship going from strength to strength. When I look back on her last messages and tweets, I see someone who was looking forward to life after the operation, optimistic and upbeat. So for the rest of us who are still on Earth, we can rest easy, safe in the knowledge that she has been elevated to Supreme Goddess and will be looking down upon us. Todd Austin Hunt, who I know was one of her favorites, said this, there can be a lot of phonies on the internet, a lot of cardboard confidants and superficial sympathy. Tia Brink was the opposite. It was evident that she honestly cared for the people with whom she communicated. On Twitter, she'd often pop in just to say hello to me, asking sincere questions. She helped several folks improve their writing. In the wake of this shocking loss, I am consoled by the fact that she was able to see and experience her desire to be an independent editor. She leaves an absence in many. I'm going to turn it over to Paul Ellard Cooley for just a couple minutes.
Writing can be a very lonely business. When you tell a story to yourself, there's little input from outsiders until it's done and can be shown. Once that happens, you then have to face the fear that it might very well suck. Editors help make sure we don't put shit out into the world. They help us hone our craft and write better stories. Tia never edited any of my work, but she might as well have. She was a great supporter of mine, and we talked all the time via Twitter and email. Whenever I was down on myself, she was there with encouragement. Whenever I needed to laugh, her wit was there to poke me in the belly button. Whenever I needed a sounding board, she was there with a megaphone. Although I never spoke with her via voice, never shook her hand or hugged her, never even saw her face, I got to know her as a friend, a fan, and a lover of books. She was an editor's editor, a person that loved writers, loved beating them, and loved to make them better at what they do. For those of us who love the written word, she was a kindred spirit, one whose presence will be missed. As I went through depression after a book deal went south, Tia was there to pick me up, brush me off, put me back on my feet, and tell me to get my ass back to writing. She was that kind of person. When I do finally get published, it will be because of her and people like her for giving me the drive to keep going. I miss her and the kindness she brought to my life, both professional and personal. I'll remember our friendship, and I'll remember the light she brought to our community. Rest easy, Tia. With love, Paul Ellard Cooley, ShadowPublications.com.
Hi, this is Tish, also known as TC Parmalee, and I'm attempting to record a dedication and memorial for Tia Brink. And I know I'm not alone. I'm still in shock myself. And even though we didn't become close, I wish I could have let her know the difference that she made in my life. And she was one of my first supporters, and I will always, always remember that. And I know I'm not the only person that she supported. She always was there, one of the first listeners to any story that I recorded. And so I also wanted to record this poem for Tia and for everybody. So hopefully it resonates with you too. This is a poem that I received when another friend of mine passed a while ago. And it made sense to read this in honor of Tia as well, because it just captures, I believe, how a lot of us feel. It's called Forever in Our Hearts. A million times we needed you, a million times we cried. If love alone would have saved you, you never would have died. In life, we loved you dearly. In death, we love you still. In our hearts, you hold a place that no one else can fill. You will never be forgotten, though on earth you are no more. But in our memory, you are with us, as you always were before. It broke our hearts to lose you, but you did not go alone. For a part of us went with you the day you were called home. Your precious memories are for keepsakes, with which we'll never part. We know you're safely on the other side, but we have you forever in our hearts. Thanks again, Tia, and you are deeply and truly, truly missed.
This is Starla Hutchton.
How do you say goodbye to someone you only just met? To discover a bright light like Tia's, only to have it disappear before your eyes. It's unfair and a cheat. However, where there once was one light, now exists many. A candle loses nothing by lighting other candles. So it was with Tia. I didn't know her well, but I was touched by her light and am better for it. She always struck me as being full of grace and determination. She worked for what she was given. She encouraged and supported the creative endeavors of others and gave good advice when asked. She was kind. I hope, wherever she is, her pain is gone and her spirit burns as brightly there as it did here. Tia, you are missed. This is Starla Hutchton, and this is for Tia. If Death is Kind by Sarah Teasdale. Perhaps if death is kind, and there can be returning, we will come back to earth some fragrant night, and take these lanes to find the sea, and bending, breathe the same honeysuckle, low and white. We will come down at night to these resounding beaches, and the long, gentle thunder of the sea. Here, for a single hour in the wide starlight, we shall be happy, for the dead are free.
This is Emma Newman.
I didn't know Tia very long. I never even met her. We live in different countries. She edited a story that I submitted to Shadowcast, and she said herself that there was very little to edit, but what she did edit made a real difference to the end of the story, the build-up towards the kind of the climax. And I really respected that as an editor, she didn't try and change things for the sake of it. She had a very deft touch. So sad. I can't really believe it's happened. She was a really lovely person on Twitter, which is how I knew her more than anything. We exchanged a few emails. But even with that minimal contact, here I am, recording something for her memorial. So it just goes to show what kind of person she was. In just those little moments of connection, she had an impact. And I know that she meant a great deal to a lot of people, so my heart goes out to them. Good night, Tia.
This is from Tina Dill. To those of us that love Tia, it's hard to put into words the sorrow I feel on hearing of Tia's passing. She was always so nice, always there with an encouraging word when I was upset. I just want to send my sympathy to her friends and family. I'm going to finish this up with a note from Tia's family. Sarah wants to say that she loved her mom. The family wants to thank everyone, all her friends and supporters online, for making her last days happy and hopeful. She truly loved what she was doing. I have somewhat of a gift for Tia, if she's somehow listening. This is a companion to the first piece Tia ever edited for me. That one was called First Person Negative. Tia, this is my gift. This week's Friday Flash. First Person Positive for Tia. I sent you my work with uncertainty, full of nervous regret. You sent back only encouragement and embarrassing praise. I handed you my hopes and all my lofty dreams. You assured me with work they were all within reach. When the struggle was great, my goals unattained, you led me onward with confidence and grace. When disappointment came and clouded my thoughts, you only said, yes, this will be hard. Our time was too short, the distance too great, but I know you are smiling because I know you had faith. I may never know your voice. I may never see your smile, but I know your heart, and that will keep me a while.